Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Jasper. And we're going to be talking about the revolutionary movement that is simply sweeping across America. It's called Occupy Wall Street. Now, there are a lot of young people in this who have legitimate complaints. A lot of them have been through college. They have a $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 debt, and there are no jobs out there. A lot of people have lost their homes. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people are very unhappy, and they're absolutely right. There is a 1% that's really running things behind the scenes. I honestly believe that some of the people are well motivated, but this is an organized, orchestrated movement all across America, and these things do not happen spontaneously. Well, I guess this evening, William Jasper, a senior editor of the New American magazine, has been working, and he's done a wonderful story on that, and I asked him to come and talk to us about Occupation Wall Street, and this is not to demean in any way the idealistic young people who are swept up in this movement, and I only wish there was some way that we could utilize this to really help take America back and to educate the people. But William Jasper, give us your opinion of what's really going on.
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure being back with you this evening. And I would have to say I agree with everything you said. First of all, there are many reasons, valid reasons, good reasons, for many people, including all of us, you and me, everyone, to be very upset with what has been happening over the past several years with the mortgage meltdown, the implosion of our economy, all of the bailouts that have been going on with all of the vast robbery that many of the big banks and financial institutions have been engaged in, and first of all, packaging all their derivatives fraudulently and selling them to investors and then putting the taxpayers on the hook for it. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the Federal Reserve are right at the center of that. This wouldn't have been possible without them, particularly the Federal Reserve. But of course, Congress can't be left off the hook because they were supposed to be minding the shop, and they weren't, or they were in cahoots with them. And the same with the president, the executive branch, both Bush administration and the Obama administration, and back even further. So we are not, I am not denying that people have a right, in fact, even a duty, to be very upset. If we are not upset, then that means that we simply wink at vast criminal enterprises that are robbing us of trillions of dollars. It literally is trillions of dollars the Federal Reserve has admitted to loaning out to its friends without any accountability. So there is cause for people to be upset, and millions of Americans are. But what we have seen in the streets with the Occupy Wall Street is, at best, misguided idealism on the part of many of the activists, but the people who are organizing it, it's far worse. It's outright revolutionary socialism, revolutionary communism, revolutionary anarchism. It is statist and collectivist, and many of them are quite openly involved in pushing revolution for decades.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Bill Jasper, go right ahead.
So My involvement in this, Stan, is
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
He has tried to analyze what's going on. He points out that certainly the media is not playing up the fact that many of the leaders of this organization are radical socialists. Now, certainly they demeaned and attacked and vilified and marginalized the Tea Party movement, which was really much more, much larger and had much larger demonstrations. It was talking about the necessity of limiting the power of the federal government. Now, certainly not everybody in the Occupy Wall Street wants to give more power to the government, but the socialist contingent does, and they're the ones that usually get most of the press, and what they want is to increase the power of government so we can stop crony capitalism, so we can do about that corrupt 1%. Well, I'm all against the corrupt 1%. I'm all against crony capitalism. But the solution is never, should never be, by any responsible member of Occupy Wall Street or the Tea Party, to increase the power of the federal government. Because you are basically, when you do that, increasing the power of crony capitalism and the very people who are financing much of this movement. This movement is largely financed and organized by people of great wealth who want a controlled opposition. I'm sure there are lots of people out there within the movement who are independent, certainly would oppose more power to the government, and some of them are even Rand Paul supporters. But these are not the people who are coordinating the movement all across America. Go right ahead. And this is being coordinated not only across America, but across the world. And certainly this is not a leaderless movement. It is a movement with well-trained leaders, with a well-trained program aimed at destroying a free society and replacing it with a all-powerful central government. Go right ahead.
Well, that's absolutely right, Stan. And one thing that should be obvious is that when you see a movement like this, where all across the world, across the country and across the world, you see the same tactics, the same slogans, the same placards, the same banners being used, and we're being told, well, this is an organic use of social networking, that this is just being spread by college students and workers who are playing off of what they are seeing over the internet, and they're just duplicating it in one street scene after another. No, that isn't the case. In fact, we see the same kind of thing that we certainly, you know, and I remember from decades ago, where during the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whenever a communist cause was being organized, you would see the same demonstrations breaking out in London and Jakarta and Moscow and New York and San Francisco, because the Communist Party, the Soviet Union, had all of its subject parties all around the world that it could orchestrate and command, and it was able to then put on worldwide demonstrations. Well, we see a lot of that same organization today, and I point out in my articles in the New American and the print magazine, as well as the newamerican.com, at Zuccotti Park, the New Republic I quote, and some of the other people, reporters there, New York Times I quote, they say, well, these people are idealists, and there's certainly no organization to this. There is no radicalism here. And my gosh, you couldn't step more than a couple feet in any direction in Zuccotti Park without tripping over literally signs and bundles of papers from the Communist Party USA, the Socialist Workers Party, the Communist Workers Party, the Communist Party Marxist-Leninist, over a dozen different communist and socialist groups that had hammers and sickles and pictures of Marx and big banners of Che Guevara, the communist clenched fist. Everywhere you look, one has to be completely blind or completely dishonest not to notice these things. Yeah, I mean, it was omnipresent. There was simply big signs, and I photographed it, and we have them on our website and in our magazine. Class warfare. Time for class warfare. Class warfare is here. Karl Marx was right. Support Che. They had pictures of Ho Chi Minh. And this was not only there. I went to Occupy Oakland. I went to Occupy Sacramento. I went to Occupy Los Angeles. I was just down there last week. And it's the same just about in every one of those cases. Added to this is that, as I pointed out in New York City, just right up the street from Zuccotti Park is the Brecht Forum New York Marxist School. That's the actual name of the institution. It has been a center of communist activity for many years. And Angela Davis, Cornel West, Bill Ayers, Todd Gitlin, Francis Fox Bibbon, Van Jones, Stanley Aronowitz. These are just a few of the top hardcore Marxists. Of course, Bill Ayers being a Weather Underground terrorist, Angela Davis being a Communist Party vice presidential candidate and a Black Panther terrorist, and involved in the Marin courthouse shootout 40 years ago. Many of these people are, all of these people I've mentioned are now, of course, professors. And after burning the campuses and rioting on the campuses in the 60s, they came back and got their professorships, and they've been turning out Marxist cadres ever since. And they have been going to, you can watch them on YouTube in my articles on the New American. I provide embedded YouTube videos showing them at in Chicago, in New York, in Oakland, in Washington, D.C., in Los Angeles. They are the ones who are inflaming the crowd, having teach-ins, teaching them how to organize and urging them on in their various activities. And we see the same kind of pattern developing where they know that the vast majority of students who they are appealing to cannot be enticed into carrying out violent, illegal, destructive activity all at once. They know they have to gradually bring them in and get them to take one step at a time. And that's what they are in the process of doing. They know that if they, for instance, get them to leave Zuccotti Park and go occupy Brooklyn Bridge and shut down the traffic, that eventually the police will have to intervene. And then they know that they can have an incident where it will radicalize more students and bring a certain percentage of them to take even more radical action. And so this is all a calculated process whereby they want to bring about ungovernability, to bring about a situation where the government is then put in a position where it clamps down and you have more civil unrest. And one possibility that some of them are contemplating, of course, is that then when that happens, then President Obama will have an excuse to declare martial law and to put many people into detention because we're in a war on terror, and that can come back to have very serious repercussions for each and every one of us.
I certainly agree with you, and I think that this is I think the elite want a controlled opposition because the elite doesn't need the small component of this 1% have been financing communism and socialism going back to the time of the Russian Revolution. It's so hard for people to understand that people of great wealth would be pushing communism and socialism. Why would they want to do that? And I'm sure Bill understands this, but I want to make the point. Basically, we have not a democracy, but a republic. The republic limits the power of government so men could be free. The elite want to undermine that system, centralize power with government in the name of helping people, centralize power with the federal government in the name of keeping law and order. So if they can basically create a movement out there, a controlled opposition where the structure of society breaks down, the cry is, well, we're just going to have to give up certainly our freedom to maintain, you know, law and order. And so this is a vehicle by which they use other movements like communism and socialism to circumvent the Constitution, to expand the power of government, or as Richard Gardner of the Council on Foreign Relations said back in 1974 in Foreign Affairs magazine, what we need to do is do an end run around the Constitution. And that's exactly what they're doing and using this technique, and they're really so good at it.
Well, exactly so. And when you look at, again, I'll drop back to the Occupy Wall Street in New York. Here they were at Zuccotti Park, just a block from Wall Street. And, of course, that was very symbolic. They were focusing on Wall Street and all of the machinations and things going on there. And they did, and of course right there also is the New York Federal Reserve Bank. And some of the Occupy Wall Street people did go over and occupy, as they said, the front of the Federal Reserve on one of the days. But they did not, they have not taken a principled position as Congressman Ron Paul, presidential candidate Ron Paul, and Senator Rand Paul have, calling for the abolition of the Federal Reserve.
Hold that thought. Bill, you go right ahead. He was just talking about Ron Paul and his son Rand Paul have taken a principal position advocating the
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Better way of destroying a nation than to destroy its monetary system. Now, facing, of course, the president supposedly, appoints the head of the Federal Reserve System, but he's told who to appoint. I mean, don't you honestly think our president operates independently? Let me just point out, ladies and gentlemen, that President Obama, who rails against Wall Street and excesses, President Obama had to get a new chief of staff from Rahm Emanuel, since he left his position of chief of staff, to actually become the mayor of Chicago. Who do you think President Obama got to be his head of, chief of head of staff for a nation of 300 million people? You know, who would he get? Why, the most capable man. His name was William Daley. He came from J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, one of the six major banks that control the Federal Reserve System and, of course, dictate the policies of our nation. And there's not one person in the thousand who understands who the new chief of staff is. Why isn't there an outcry, certainly from our Occupy Wall Street people, about the fact that certainly a man from J.P. Morgan Chase directs the White House, the chief of staff in the White House? And I think it's not so much that President Obama tells him what to do, but I rather think it's that he tells President Obama what to do. I mean, certainly the largest single contributor to the Obama campaign when he was running in 2008 was Goldman Sachs Bank, one of the six major banks that controls 70% of the financial assets of our nation today. William, go right ahead.
Well, you hit it right on the head there, Stan. President Obama, as with his Republican and Democrat predecessors, is totally beholden to the same Wall Street banks that he is very careful to attack in his when it's campaign time. But just recently, I mean, any of your listeners can go online and see, President Obama had one of his big fundraising operations in New York. And where did he get all of his money from? It was all the big movers and shakers of Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Wells Fargo, etc. All of the same ones who've been making a killing off of the various bailouts that the Fed has been ladling out with our tax dollars. So President Obama is no different from the Republican fat cats. He likes to, he and the Democrats like to picture as being beholden to Wall Street. Both of the major parties, both of the major candidates for both the major parties, are completely in the pocket of the same banks, yeah, even while they are attacking them. So, Ron Paul, we've been pointing this out for many years, even before he was running for president. Congressman Ron Paul was calling the shots accurately years ago, decades ago. And while he has been calling for a severance of these ties of Wall Street to all of the political connections in Washington, the Occupy Wall Street folks haven't supported that. They have not. When I have mentioned Ron Paul or the end the Fed or abolish the Fed or the Tea Party objectives, many of the Tea Party advocates have called for the same thing. I almost get spit on and hissed at by the radical Marxist leftists. Yeah, and on the Occupy Wall Street side, they're not interested in that. They want more government programs, more government bailouts what they say is Main Street, not Wall Street. Well, every time you have a program supposedly to bail out Main Street, anytime you have a government program, whoever is best connected is going to end up getting the most benefit from it. And so when you have a politicized program, and that's what it is when politics is involved, when government is involved, then you're going to have corruption. And those who are the most politically connected are going to take advantage of it. And so when you call for more and more government programs, all you're going to do is further empower those who are already milking our corrupt system.
Hold on, thought. We'll be right back. Let
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
This Wall Street movement are coming from the communist movement, from the radical socialist movement, from the Socialist International. But of course, all of these are correlated to increase the power of government and the solution to the inequality of our system. Ladies and gentlemen, free men are not equal. Equal men are not free. We have a corrupt system. But it is corrupt because I believe there is a conspiracy there. It centers around the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, certainly the Bilderberger Group and the Club of Rome. And these five organizations all tie in together, and certainly related to people of great wealth today who are pushing socialism, because that is the vehicle by which you change the structure of government, centralized authority with government in the name of rectifying the injustices, and then, of course, the very people you oppose have all of the power. And, of course, I do believe they're going to precipitate a civil unrest in this country and the destruction of the value of our currency, so they will be able to justify martial law. This is not imaginary. This is not a boogeyman. This is their plan. Well, before we go on, William, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with us in your website, with the New American website, and get the information that you have written, because it's excellent. I will tell you that William Jasper is certainly one of my favorite writers. How can people get your material?
Well, thank you, Stan. Our website is www.thenewamerican.com. thenewamerican.com, and type in their Occupy Wall Street. If you don't, right when it comes up, if there's not a front page story on Occupy Wall Street there, and we have many stories coming up every day, so it might not be right on there. You just type it in the search engine, and you should pop up all of the recent articles there. In those articles, we have many embedded news video clips, but also on our website, our video website, Liberty News Network. That's libertynewsnetwork.tv. We have many of those videos as well. And some of them include a video that I took at the Occupy Wall Street in New York and in other cities as well. This is, you mentioned something, and I had alluded to it earlier, and that is the civil unrest. Francis Fox Piven, who is a socialist professor, she teaches at City University of New York, and has been one of the main socialist theorists, activists, providing teach-ins for the Occupy Wall Street, has been around for the last 40 years promoting revolution, more than 40 years, since 1960s, and is infamous for the Cloward Piven strategy, in which she and her late husband, Charles Piven, proposed that the best way to bring about a socialist destruction of America is to just get it all loaded up with as many different welfare programs and get as many people on the dole so we bankrupt the system and push it over the edge. She has been one of the main people promoting the Occupy Wall Street. And it was noteworthy that earlier this year, she was quite upset that here they're having all these riots over in Greece and in Belgium and in Italy and in Spain, and she's saying, well, where's the riots here? Where's the angry people here? Why are we not out in the streets? And this is really indicative, I believe, of many of the leaders who are trying to egg this on. They really do want to see America become ungovernable so that things break down and we end up having martial law, those kind of things, because they know that then that's when free institutions are swept away, and that's what they intend. Whether the a lot of their acolytes down in the street who are just out there, I was there. Many of the young people there are there for the excitement. They are there as one of the guys holding up a sign there at Zuccotti Park said, less drums, less talk, and more sex. So he got tired of all the rest of the blatherskates talking about revolution and whatnot, and was much more upfront about the reason why he was there. That is the reason why a lot of the young people are there, for the music, the drugs, the sex, the excitement, and the real revolutionists know that they have to appeal to all of those different things to get out the requisite numbers of people they want in order to create the riots and the ungovernability. And that is why so many of these professors are actually sending their students out into the streets. They're giving them credit, releasing them from classes, actually having them go out there, and they're actually joining them there in the streets in order to bring this to a critical point where liberty will be eclipsed by government authority.
Well, you know, the thing is, Bill, I think the average American says, well, that could happen in other countries. It could never happen here. Without stopping and realizing that we have far more socialism in America than they ever had in Russia. Certainly, you can retire. Certainly, retire from many states, the police or fire department at 50, and then get another job, and then get another job. You retire with free pensions. You get free health care from a number of sources. We certainly have a system here in America where it's cold in the wintertime. Well, the government's going to provide you money so you can have fuel oil. Certainly, we have disability insurance of all sorts. So we have free education. We have subsidized education for college students, especially if you're an illegal immigrant. If you don't get that, well, of course, you could borrow the money from the federal government, of course, with a loan that you can never go bankrupt on, and you get yourself head over heels in debt. And then when you graduate and you can't get a job, maybe with a $50,000 or $100,000 debt, you're going to feel very much put upon, and yet you took out that loan. You should have known better, but it was free money, and wanted to get an education, and I wanted a better life. And certainly the government provides housing for people all across America, health, education, welfare. They're all of these funds. Certainly if we're spending ourselves into oblivion, people do not stop and think. And we've said this so many times, 42 to 43 cents of every dollar spent in America by government today, by the federal government, has to be borrowed. I mean, do you honestly think that we can simply borrow our way out of debt? Do you think we can spend ourselves into prosperity? The communists and socialists and the people of great wealth behind this whole thing want to destroy this nation. Why? Because then they'll be able to impose martial law. Suddenly the local municipalities won't be able to afford police officers. There'll be increasing crime and chaos. Local municipalities won't be able to afford fire departments, and the cities will burn. People will be losing their homes, they'll be losing their jobs, they'll be losing hope, they'll be angry, and of course, in seeing an increasing level of violence all throughout our country today. Gangs, they were actually financing the drug cartels, were providing weapons, were providing arms and weapons for the drug cartels in Mexico that are killing people down there. Why would you do something like that? Logically, unless, of course, you wanted those terrible, violent wars in Mexico and Guadalajara just a few days ago. They found 26 people in two or three cars, suddenly gagged and their hands bound behind them with a bullet in their head. I think it was 35 at Veracruz a few weeks ago. And, of course, these are gangs. And, of course, the weapons for it are coming from the United States, thanks to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And they just say, oh, we've made another mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, these people aren't making mistakes. They know what they're doing. They do not want the American people to understand. They are laying the foundation for the violent destruction of this nation. And of course, when it happens, well, the only solution is martial law. But don't you worry, we're pulling our troops back from Iraq, so there'll be plenty of military troops here. They're opening up their FEMA camps. We've seen this last week. They're saying, well, we just never know when we might need those FEMA camps. And we're beginning to recruit personnel just in case they know what they're doing. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, you touched on several things there. One is the reality of what we're facing economically. We passed a couple of months ago the point where now the government is taxing and borrowing and consuming 100% of GDP. That is a frightful thing. So we are already at that point here in the United States. We saw over the past several months, over the past year, the violence that what had erupted in Madison, Wisconsin, and in Ohio and elsewhere, where the government employee unions principally led violent occupations of state capitals and violent demonstrations in various parts of the country, which incidentally, in most of those cases, the media treated them very well, treated them sympathetically, even as they were destroying property and violating other people's rights and disrupting government and engaged in unlawful, provocative and sometimes violent activity. And I believe those are very much prototypes for what we can expect to see as many other people start employing the same tactics in order to force the taxpayers and the government to continue subsidizing them at unsustainable rates. That's what is happening all across Europe. We are seeing violent demonstrations on the part of students, on the part of government employees, transportation employees. When that happens, of course, all of society starts breaking down, and it makes it difficult to get around, makes it difficult to get your daily food rations, makes it difficult to get to the hospital or any of the things that people need to be able to do. And that all leads then to ungovernability and then sets up the process by which the government, federal government, can declare emergency. And is that far off today? Well, I don't know. It's certainly we could be facing something like that very soon if this continues. And that's why I think it is very important to expose and oppose fraudulent and misguided efforts like the Occupy Wall Street, which are not really aimed at solving the problems we face with regard to Wall Street and undue Wall Street influence, because all of those things that are genuine abuses that need to be fixed are the result of too much government in the first place, of government, unconstitutional government involvement in areas of the economy it's not supposed to be involved in. And that opens the door then for those who are unprincipled, who are corrupt, who are after power, to use those opportunities to accrue power for themselves. And so the solution is not to create more government programs, more government intervention, more government involvement in all of those areas, but to remove the government programs and the government avenues that are allowing that manipulation and that corruption in the first place. You simply get government out of those things. And this is where the wheat is separated from the chaff. Those people that are calling for more government control, more government taxation, more government spending to solve our problems are simply going to bring about destruction for this country, not solutions of any kind.
I agree with you totally, and I think that though we're entering a very, very difficult time, and I think that this Occupy Wall Street movement is being carefully coordinated, not only in the United States, but all across the world, because they don't call it Occupy Wall Street overseas, but it's all part and part of the same thing. Because we're seeing all sorts of demonstrations in Greece. We're seeing massive demonstrations in Spain. We're not hearing about these things here in the United States, but basically the structure of government is breaking down in Greece over the austerity programs there, and suddenly the people losing their homes and their pensions, their jobs. I mean, the sense of hopelessness, and certainly people are reacting as you would anticipate they would react, striking out against the government without understanding, of course, that the new premier of Greece just happens by chance to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. The new premier of Italy just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, and this little clique of people intent upon taking control of the world have their agents actually planted in every country.
That's very important to note in these cases, that here, because that is what we are seeing here in this country as well, You already pointed out Daley as being President Obama's chief of staff there, J.P. Morgan Chase. Well, Mario Monti, who was just put in as Premier of Italy, is a central banker and a trilateralist. He was appointed by the European Union. So basically we have an unelected, unaccountable government for the European Union that's come in and ordered nations what they're, told them what they're going to do. And that's what we have happening here, where the Federal Reserve is determined that it was going to kick in billions of dollars for this European, the EU bailout to the International Monetary Fund, and that the IMF and the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank are going to, on their own, bail out the euro and reset the structure there in Europe. They have no authority to that. Congress is has allowed them to just run roughshod over this.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Of dollars without accountability.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let's take a quick call from Tim, from calling from Illinois. Tim, do you have a quick question?
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
System. You've got to limit the power of the central authority. And once you do that, of course, in the free enterprise system, a lot of these major corporations would fold. We've got to get away from this idea of why these corporations are too big to fail, or the banks are too big to fail. We've got to let them fail, and who's keep propping them up? Why, the very government that the Occupy Wall Street people want to increase their power. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got real problems in America. I did read one poll today where Congressman Ron Paul is just 1% behind Gingrich. It's in the upcoming caucus. It's going to be held in Iowa in about 2 or 3 weeks. And he's got to win that. He's got to win in New Hampshire. And Sydney, I told my wife today to send some money into the campaign, and her response was, could we send some more? So, of course, I couldn't disagree with her. And I think that you have to get in and bring out what's really going on. We have a one political party system. Both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people. Herman Cain came from the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for the secret society Cecil Rhodes created in 1891. And Newt Gingrich comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1941. Rick Perry is a member, has attended a Bilderberger meeting, and of course that's an organization organized in 1954 by people who are associated with the secret society Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891. And well, we won't get into Mitt Romney, but if you'd like to know a little bit more of that, why, just go up on the internet and type in Kathy O'Brien and Mitt Romney. Kathy O'Brien and Mitt Romney. But I said, Mitt Romney says a lot of the right things. Remember, he's a hardline socialist. He introduced a socialized medical system in Massachusetts when he was the governor there. You understand that there's only one candidate out there. And we hope, of course, he's going to do well. We wish him well. But basically, all of the mainline media is attacking him. It's going to be interesting to see what happens on Jay Leno this Friday when Ron Paul will be there. I hope and pray that he does well. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. We could certainly use your help as we draw close to the end of the year. We would also point out that you need to read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or if you can't afford it, you can go up on our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to videos, and the first video there is the Brotherhood of Darkness. You have to understand the spiritual aspect of this, because we could talk about philosophy, we could talk about these ideas, but unless you understand the spiritual component to everything going on, nothing really makes sense. I mean, why would we have, at the present time, 90,000 combat troops in Afghanistan, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops, we're paying the salary of 300,000 Afghan troops, and we're fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. We're fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. If you don't believe it, go to your search engine and type in Leon Panetta, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or General James Jones, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or Steve Croft of CBS, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. You'll find what I'm telling is true. Can you explain to me why we are paying the salaries of over 500,000 men to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? There has to be another force out there that people don't understand. We're told we're moving all of our combat troops from Iraq. We're leaving 17,000 people there. Many of them are armed, of course, contractor agents who are trained by our military. And, of course, we have our troops stationed in Kuwait so we can move them back into that area. There's going to be another war. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our leaders. Pray for Congressman Ron Paul, because his life is on the line. I'm sure they'd love to have him have an accident. And please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And we have actually two guests for this hour. The first one was Kirk McKenzie, and I'm afraid that we lost Kirk. I'm going to ask our producer if he can get Kirk back on line one. But we also now have Debbie Bagalupian. Tell me, how do you pronounce your name, Debbie?
It's
Batsigalupi.
Batsigalupi, like you're
going to
botch it up.
Batsigalupi. Okay, like you're going to botch it up. Batsigalupi, okay. Okay, fine. Of course, and Debbie, of course, her family is involved in what's going on up in that area around Klamath Falls. And is your family into in farming, or what do they do?
Yeah, my parents are, we're a small family cattle ranch.
Okay, and basically, of course, what's happening is that everything up in that part of the country is going to be decimated when they tear out the dams there. And remember, we've already torn out about 2,600 dams over across America in the last few years. Part of this Agenda 21 program to deindustrialize America and impoverish the American people. But certainly they do a lot of this in remote areas where the average individual has no idea what's really going on. But the people who are doing it know exactly what they're doing, and they don't want the American people to know. So basically, of course, now we've got Kirk McKenzie on. Hi, Kirk. How are we doing?
Well, just good. Thank you.
Well, let's get back to Debbie and Sydney. Debbie, give us your impression of what's happening up there. As they talk about, well, we've got to take these dams off the Klamath. There's four dams up there. And, of course, the dams are used for irrigation, to provide water for the farmers, to maintain the aquifers, to stop certainly the flooding downriver. It's used to maintain a constant supply of water, certainly for the fish. Certainly it's also used to produce hydroelectric power. This is all going to be destroyed at a very expensive destruction as they set out to destroy the way of life there. Debbie, tell us your impression of what's going on.
Well, and thank you for asking. So we kind of got wind of this a couple years ago about how they were, actually it's been going on for quite a while, but really we started getting a little bit nervous as small family ranchers, where the river that runs through our property actually diverts into the Klamath River. And a couple years ago, there were some fires in the area, and the fire department would swoop in one of our ponds that was fed by the river, that our springs and the river that runs through our property, and they'd swoop up with these big buckets and drop this buckets of water on the national forest that was just beyond our property line. So anyway, and then fast forward a couple years, and so anyway, they used our water, and they use it for many reasons besides.
Well, do they compensate you for it, or do they just take it?
Nope, I think it's just, you it's there to use, and it's there to protect
right. The
surrounding forest. And as you know from some of your previous interviews, they're not managing our forest like they used to.
Right. Well, see, basically, I think that this is a legitimate thing to do, so that you don't want the forest to be burning down. But basically, of course, one reason we'd have the problems is because they've put moratoriums on utilizing the wood in many areas because of the spotted owl. And basically, if they're not worried about the spotted owl, they want to destroy the lumber industry. When you understand that, and then, of course, there's overgrowth of trees, a lot of dry wood up there, and, of course, it's just waiting to burn down. And so, basically, then, they, instead of harvesting it, we simply lost. Well, Debbie, go right ahead. So you're telling us you've got a river that goes through your property. Well, then you won't have a problem with water, will you?
Oh, absolutely we will. The Department of Fish and Game would like to see 80% of all water going straight out to sea. So that means with our river that is upstream from the Klamath River, they're going to want all water. If once they take the dams down, and I know that you've heard from various people that that once the dams are out, that river is filled by, the Klamath River is filled by snow melt-off. And it was named Klamath by the Native Americans, and Klamath means stinky. It's the salt, you know, it's the salt, it's volcanic water, and it's brown. I think Rex, Rancher Rex, told you about that in one of your interviews. So they're going to want all dam, all water going into that river in order to keep water going into the river. So we divert. We are above the dam diverter. And what we use the water for is to flood irrigate. And flood irrigate is actually very good for, we hear, the government tries to tell us differently that sprinklering is the best way, but sprinklering, you lose 30% of the water or more to transevaporation. Well, what flood irrigation does, and we only flood irrigate a small percentage of acreage, and if you ask me how much, I don't know, but it's a small percentage of our ranch, and what it does is it just goes, it waters the, obviously, the grass. The roots try and follow the water down into the aquifer, and then it replenishes the aquifer. So it actually, and you lose nothing to, you know, very, very minute amount to natural evaporation. But not like you do with sprinklers, which are spraying in the air, and then they just spray gently on the leaves, and the water remains on the leaves. So a couple years ago, the Department of Fish and Game asked that all the ranchers and the farmers sign on to this thing called the Incidental Take Permit Program, which was designed as kind of like a safety net for these coho salmon, which you've heard are, you probably have heard that they're non-native fish to Northern California. We are arid, we are Mediterranean weather, and these fish prefer colder waters. Well, we have hot waters up where, in most of the ranching areas above the dam.
Now, what is a hot water?
Hot water.
Oh, hot water, okay.
Not hot water, but it's, you know, compared to what the fish would naturally like to spawn and be in, we have warmer water than what they prefer. So sorry for the hot water. I meant hotter water, but it's actually warmer water.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Debbie Boccalucci here, and she's they have a small farm, or she and her family have a small farm. How large is your farm up there?
We have 4,500 acres.
4,500 acres, and is it primarily a cattle farm?
It is a cattle farm, but most of it is conservation land.
By conservation land, you mean what?
I mean, we own it, and we conserve it, and we take care of it, and it's open to the wildlife.
But basically, do they graze the cattle on us, or what?
We do. We only graze the cows on just a minimal part of our ranch.
All right, fine. So basically, it's there. It's the rest of it to make any money for you? Is it just there so because you love the land?
We love the land.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, you do have a flood irrigation on part of the, that's so you can raise grass. And how many head of cattle do you run?
Right around 350, I think we have.
Okay, fine. And so,
we are very small.
Okay, so basically, and then of course the Department of Fish and Wildlife wants you, instead of having flood irrigation, which of course is a very efficient means of getting the water, you know, and conserving it, they want you actually to do sprinkler. That would be expensive, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, I think it's estimated at like 50,000 to 100,000. And you don't get the efficiency that you do from flood irrigation.
You mean $50,000 to $100,000?
To put in sprinklering, yeah.
Well, why would, is the government going to put it in? Are you expected to put this money in?
Oh, no, we ranchers are expected to pay for
it. Well, why would you do that when, of course, it's no advantage? In fact, it's a disadvantage for you. Did the farmers go along with the Fish and Wildlife, or did they tell them where they could go when they came up with this absurd suggestion?
You know, I'm so proud of the ranchers in Siskiyou and the farmers and the landowners in Siskiyou County because they are standing up for their rights. These are private property rights that are being eroded and taken away. And Siskiyou County, I think, and Kirk could probably agree with me is they are being loud and proud and saying you are not going to take away my private property rights.
All right, now, are these federal or are these local? Are these state or federal officials?
Well, they're both local, and we've got the National Marine Fisheries. I believe they're federal. The NOAA, the National Oceanic, they're also federal. But Department of Fish and Game is a local. It's the California Department of Fish and Game, so they're local.
All right, but they really have no control over you. Do they have any power actually to force you to do what they want?
In some situations, yes. But in the incidental take permit program, which I mentioned earlier, no. And that's why some of the ranchers and the farmers who did not sign on to this, it was a safety net for the coho salmon. And if a coho salmon is found on our property, a fingerling, which, you know, is just about the size of your finger, your pinky, or a salmon egg, or it could be up to $25,000 per incident.
How could they possibly fine you if a fish happens to swim upriver onto your property?
Well, if you're a rancher and you sign onto the incidental take permit program, part of the agreement in that agreement is that you can, the Department of Fish and Game can come on your property at any time they want.
Well, but then why would anybody sign that? I mean, I'm sure you must understand you cannot trust these people. They're part of an evil system.
I agree, but when you're told that you will be fined $25,000 per fish, I think it probably scared a lot of people.
But basically, of course, they can't know what's there unless they come onto your property. So if you can keep them off the property and don't give them the right to come on, they can't find the fingerlings.
Well, and some ranchers and farmers up in the Siskiyou County area, whether it be the Scott Valley or the Shasta Valley, they have been, the Department of Fish and Game and other governmental agencies have been showing up on people's properties trespassing. In fact, there's a few websites that actually tell stories. PieandPolitics.com is one of them. That is by the Scott Valley farmers and ranchers. And you can read in there and see where some of the ranchers have actually been read their rights about from these government agencies saying, we heard that you have dead fish on your property. We want to inspect your property. So they are, and then in another situation, on our property, for example, the Department of Fish and Game told our water master that they had a right to walk our property line, the river that runs through our property. This is when my parents were out of town, and my dad didn't do anything about it. My dad has been very friendly and has always worked with the Department of Fish and Game since we've owned this ranch for 30 plus years. And so he didn't make a big deal out of it, but the Department of Fish and Game is going above and beyond the law.
But you see, these people don't believe in the law. They have an agenda. They want to destroy farming. They want to destroy really the whole infrastructure of our society. And some of these people know exactly what they're doing. So basically, if the farmers don't stand up to them and we replace, of course, these people in Sacramento, they're going to destroy this nation. This is what it's all about, to destroy this nation, impoverish our people. It's all part of Agenda 21.
I absolutely am.
Have you looked into Agenda 21, Debbie?
Oh, my gosh. I have not slept in over 2 years, Dr. Sam, because I've been researching till 3, 4 in the morning. I mean, people get emails from me all night, and, you know, I've linked it to Codex Alimentarius. Are you familiar with Codex Alimentarius?
Sure.
And how that's going to impact our farmers and our ranchers. And even, you know, supplements, I know Congress passed something recently about, and it was, I believe the USDA and the FDA also passed and hired new employees to come in and inspect all family farms and ranches. And at that point, they can violate a small family farm or ranch for whatever they feel is a violation. Then they have to come. So they go, they do their report. The government agency goes and does their report. Then they come back and do another inspection. And under this new inspection, They can then violate you for any more issues they see, but if you try and defend yourself, you do not get to defend yourself in a court of your own peers. It's actually in a court of their own peers.
Well, then, Nikishi, what you have to do is demand that you have a constitutional court, not an administrative court, and under admiralty law. And basically, of course, I'm sure you probably looked into this, but they have an illegal court system, and basically where you have no rights at all, and you have no constitutional rights. And if suddenly, if you've never gotten into the difference between a regular court and an admiralty court, well, you really need to look into it. Of course, the admiralty court, they have a flag, and it's got the gold fringe on it. That's an admiralty court. That's not an American court. And that is a court under admiralty law. So basically, you need to get all of this information. I'm sure Kirk can help you. Kirk, can you, Sydney, get some of this information to Debbie so she understands the difference between a constitutional court and an admiralty court?
Sure, I'd be happy to do it. Debbie has actually cited quite a bit of stuff, but we've had a good chance to talk, so she's pretty well informed, but I certainly can fill in any blanks.
Okay, very good. Well, go right ahead, Debbie. But basically, I share your concern. And what we need to do is get everybody in America to realize we have subversive elements working at the highest level of our government and then working down in our local communities, people who have no respect for the law. It's all about power, control, and destruction. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, the only thing, the only resource we really have in Siskiyou County is agriculture. You know, they've chipped away our timber, they've chipped away at our mining, they're chipping away at our recreation, you know, and they're pitting the Native Americans against the ranchers and the farmers, pitting the fishermen against the ranchers and farmers. It's divide and conquer. They're doing an excellent job. And they have even told this community that they are the pilot program for all dams out and people out of the rural area. So they've been very, very open, and they being the government agencies and the environmentalist groups that are involved. So they've been pretty crystal clear, Dr. Stan, about what their intentions are. And we know what their intentions are. They know what their intentions are. They know that we know, and we know that they know, and they're still, you know, pushing this stuff through.
But see, that's because they're not afraid of you. And the one thing they fear is the American people are going to understand what it's about. Now, if I could suggest, I wish you could get some of the people up there to listen to our programs here. They're available at RadioLiberty.com. They're available on shortwave. We don't have any radio stations up there, but we have them all across the country. And we need, of course, to get the people to understand that what is happening in Siskiyou County is part of a much larger plan, a diabolical plan to destroy this nation, to destroy freedom, and to impoverish our people. And if the people would unite, there's no way. There's only a few people on the other side, and then there are a lot of people who want to keep their job and will do whatever they're told because they have no moral integrity. But basically, if people could understand, because we cover repeatedly this whole idea of Agenda 21, but it's part of a much larger plan intent upon destroying our nation. So if you can get some of the people up there to listen to our programs at RadioLiberty.com, they're available 24 hours a day. Some of them are good, some of them are not so good, but you have a tremendous insight into what's going on. So basically, how effective are you and the other farmers up there? Is there any sort of an organization that is getting the information out through the people locally so you can unite and just say, what you're doing is unconstitutional and we're going to charge you with being part of a subversive movement?
Are you still there?
We certainly are.
Oh, sorry about that. We did, with Kirk's help, we have formed DefendRuralAmerica.com. You can find it at www.defendruralamerica.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Debbie, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
San Francisco County. Go right ahead, Debbie. Now you're great. You've got a movie. When will this be available?
It's going to be out on October 22nd. It's the documentary. I was kind. You know, I went up there to visit, and I discovered that they had me busy for 5 days from crack of dawn until night, visiting and interviewing some 45 people. I came back with, I don't know, 40 hours at least of video, and I'm going to be putting together a documentary.
Well, do you have a good video camera?
Yeah.
All right, go right ahead then, Debbie. So basically you're putting together this video program, and how are you going to get it out across America?
Well, we're going to get it out on YouTube, through YouTube channels, and mainly, Kirk, and correct me if I'm wrong, through Silent Publication or Silent No More Publications on YouTube channel. So
right. So yeah, these things are going to, you know, this infrastructure that I've been building for years is you know, going to be used to help get this thing launched. But we're going to be getting people to help drive traffic to a YouTube video. It'll be available for BBD. Of course, we don't have access to, you know, mainstream media who's going to completely ignore this, but what's happening is we're developing our own communications network, and it's turning out to be a geometric progression here.
Well, I think it's really so interesting that the fellow, I think Biber is a songer, and you know, he's a 17-year-old young man who sings, but basically he was able to build a following of several million people across America using the internet, and actually, of course, on his Facebook account today, a site, he has over 11 million followers, and almost all of this was done through the use of the internet and YouTube. I think what you're doing is a great idea, Kirk.
Just so you know, the full scope of this, there is a Defend Rural America website. There is now a Defend Rural America Facebook page. There is a Defend Rural America Twitter account. I think it's DRA1022. And there is now a communication network being established to hook people up across the country, people who are you know, that's not for chat, it's not for debate, it's not for news. It's basically for people who are fighting these battles to talk to other people who are fighting these battles and to communicate, coordinate, and cooperate. And so there is a major project here underway. And it's like Debbie says, and I think also like you, Dr. Stan, you've been preaching a lot of this stuff for years and years and years, and you know how difficult it is to get the masses of America out there awake. But here's a situation where the violations are so egregious, and the arguments in favor of the dam are so obviously false and illogical that you actually have people who probably don't watch that much news or TV or whatever else. All of a sudden, they're saying, hey, something is not adding up here. Something's wrong. And here they are discovering on their own Agenda 21. It's quite amazing because there is an awakening happening. It is going to create a tsunami.
Well, I'm certainly hoping. In fact, I was amazed somebody sent me a YouTube the other day, and it was Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck, as you know, has had to set up his own television network, pay for view, but a couple of dollars a month, and you can watch Glenn Beck there on television on the internet. And he was talking about Agenda 21 and doing a very, very good presentation. I was very, very pleased when I saw what he was doing, and I commend him for getting the information out. And certainly, I think more and more people, whether it's coming from you or from Debbie or from Glenn Beck, and certainly we've been talking about this thing for, well, going back as certainly to the 1990s. But this program has been here for a long time. It's diabolical, it's cruel, it's ruthless, and it is intent upon the destruction of the America that we know. Go right ahead, Debbie. It sounds like this is really an exciting undertaking then. With the Kirk's help, you're going to get this information out?
Yeah, you know, we've felt pretty helpless and on our own for the last 2 years. We're a small populated area. Many people are on welfare. You know, there's ranchers who, you've heard the term land rich, money poor. And most of these people, including my parents who do own ranches, they just wanted to be left alone, mine their own land, you know, provide food and byproducts to the American people and to the world. And it's as if they did something wrong. And they're just getting punished after punishment after punishment.
But you see, Debbie, these people are really wicked people. They really do want to destroy your parents and all the other people up there. They've destroyed the lumber industry intentionally. They've destroyed the mining industry intentionally. They've destroyed our automotive industry, our steel industry, our electronic industry. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know what they're up to. We'll be back in just a moment.
America, land that
Well, Debbie, you go right ahead.
Oh, that song just kind of brought tears to my eyes for facing.
Well, I'll tell you what, it goes back to the America that I knew when I grew up in. The song was, that recording was made in 1943, and when America was a different nation. And that was the America that I grew up in, where I was proud to be an American. And now when I see this going around the world, killing people needlessly, fighting phony wars, you know, we got a quarter of a million men there in Afghanistan, fighting 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda, and in Libya, of course, we're funding Al-Qaeda in their effort to overthrow Gaddafi, and nothing as it appears to be. And our job is to get people to understand that there really are people out there that have a different agenda, and the enemy is not in Moscow or Beijing. The enemy is in New York City and in Washington, D.C., and there's a subversive element there that has a whole different worldview. But that's neither here nor there. The important thing is that you're getting that information out, and I commend you for it. And so are most of the people up there in Siskiyou County supporting you, or some of the people there are going along with the government because they're afraid?
Yes and yes. Many people are coming together, and you know, from different valleys, we're coming together. It's hundreds of people, if not thousands. And I think we'll find out on October 22nd how many, you know, thousands of people are standing behind us. Sheriff Lopey, who's our elected sheriff up there, held on Labor Day kind of a last minute town hall rally, and over 400 concerned Siskiyou County residents and into Oregon showed up. And it was all about private property rights and water rights. And so it's growing, Dr. Stan. It's the support is growing, but also on the other side of it, the other side is also picking up the rhetoric. And we are seeing more and more articles come out.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment, Demi. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Debbie Boxalucci, and of course, Kirk McKenzie. Our good friend Kirk is on the line as well. We're talking about this effort to destroy the property rights of the people in Siskiyou County. This is an experimental area, and of course, basically these wicked people who really don't believe in the Constitution. It's all about power and about driving the people off the land and about just taking down the dams and about destroying the fishing and destroying the aquifers and destroying the irrigation and destroying the farms and destroying the fish and destroying the mining and destroying the lumbering. And when you understand that, you understand what's really going on. Well, Debbie, before we go on, would you like to get your website out and tell people how they can get in touch with you and the Stand Up Rural America organization? And if you're out there in the audience out across America and you'd like to speak to Debbie or to Kirk, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, our website, thank you for asking again, it's defendruralamerica.com. So it's www.defendruralamerica.com. And that's how people can get in touch with us. Kirk set up a great, you know, grassroots website for us, and it's getting quite a bit of fun activity. So we know this story is huge, and we know, like you said, more and more people are waking up to what's happening.
And Sydney, I'm very, very encouraged. And you, Kirk, what thoughts would you like to leave with our listeners this evening?
Well, I think a message of hope, frankly. I guess it's always, what is the slogan, is darkest before dawn?
Well, it's either darkest before dawn or darkest before midnight. I haven't decided which, but go right ahead.
It could be either. The truth of the matter is they're a race right now, right? And they know that we're on to the game. And so they're trying to put the gulags and the secret police and all that stuff in place and throw over the Constitution and arrest people and start assassinating Americans and say that's okay. I mean, there's no doubt there's a race on, and they're pulling out all the stops to be able to try and take an ultimate control and keep us controlled. I tend to believe that eventually the masses will always choose a liberty. Eventually people will say, I want to control my own life. And so although it always seems to be hard from day to day, I'm encouraged. And when you start hearing people that never heard of the kinds of things you've been talking about for all this time, and all of a sudden they're listening, and we're able to reach them and get them quality information that they can watch, that, you know, it's not political, it's not Republican or Democrat or this or that, it's just facts, and they can start to wake up, I'm encouraged.
All right, well, I certainly am as well. And I do believe that there is a stirring out across America. We see this manifested in so many different ways, but we see this manifested in the number of calls we're getting, the response we're getting, and the help we're getting. And certainly, we find out that there are other groups all across America. And of course, the old idea is a lot of people aren't concerned until their axe gets gored. But a lot of people's axes are going to be gored here in the next few months as the economy collapses, as we begin to see more and more unrest in this country. And, of course, this whole idea of taking over Wall Street, basically, of course, this is all to rally the people behind, of course, our government that's trying to maintain law and order, and these are radicals and communists and socialists. What people don't understand is they're financed by the very people that they are demonstrating against. And they have a person out there demonstrating, whether it be certainly here in Santa Cruz or whether it be in Wall Street or in Boston, doesn't understand they're being manipulated because they're part of the controlled opposition. But they are controlled, and they're not demonstrating against the right things or educating the people about what's really going on. Of course, that's our job, and that's why here at Radio Liberty, we many times are repetitive, but we're trying to teach people about what is happening. Well, Debbie, it certainly sounds like you've gotten a pretty good grasp of how this fits together, and of course, this whole Agenda 21 program. But have you ever figured out why they want to do this?
Well, oh, sure. They want urban and wildlands, period. That's it. So all these people who, you know, who look at me when I start talking about what's happening, and I've been talking about this for, you know, over 2 years, even to my own family members, you know, they've been kind of looking at me at two heads, you know, two heads or a snake on my head or something like that. You know, as I'm saying, look, this is what's happening. And so people who ski, who camp, who hike, who boat, this is going to impact you too. It's not just going to impact we ranchers and farmers. They're just starting with us. That's all. And it's going to be swept right across, you know, right down California and right across the rest of the United States, just like we were told would happen by the Department of Fish and Game.
Well, of course, are your parents beginning to understand that what's going on is part of something much, much larger?
Oh, yeah. You know, if you had said to me, you know, 6 months ago, Debbie, you know, 9/11 was an inside job, I would have said, are you kidding me? But I have been doing more and more research on my own and also hearing from other people to the point now where even my immediate family is questioning 9/11. And that is so bizarre to me because I really, truly wanted to stand by our president and George Bush in particular. I really wanted to stand by and believe in something. And, you know, I'm finding life is a little bit different these days because I don't know who to believe. I don't know who to trust. I don't know what to trust. And, you know, it's scary, Dr. Sam. It is very scary these days. You never know what, you know, if you say something, if you're going to have handcuffs, you know, put on your wrist the next day. And I'm pretty outspoken. So, you know, I tried not to say anything about a year ago. I didn't even have, wasn't very active on my Facebook because my parents were concerned. You know, they didn't want the target on them. They have this great relationship with government agencies. Even now they have a good relationship with them, even though, you know, I think I would describe they're getting abused by these government agencies, but they are still good. My parents still are good to them, and they still follow the rules and they follow the laws. In fact, you know, they go above and beyond following the laws and crossing the T's and dotting the I's. You know, I would have never, ever, ever have believed this is the United States of America that I grew up in. But more and more, there's so much evidence that it kind of makes me wonder about other people and how they aren't seeing what's happening.
Well, basically, of course, Debbie, this the America we love is still here. It is just that a group of very wicked people with a great deal of money and power have taken it over. And this is why we have to expose them. These are a subversive element. You probably haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, but if I could suggest, when you have a little time, and I don't think you probably have very much, but go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to where it says videos. Now, there's videos on the web, but just go where it says videos, and scroll down there to the first video. It's called The Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you can stand to listen to me talk for 2 hours, we will lay out the entire background of what is really going on in America. And my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, came from that talk. And that was just one of those unusual evenings when, of course, and we talk, actually, if you notice, we don't even have any notes. We're just talking, and I'm talking from my heart what I've learned over a period of almost 50 years, because I guess I gave that talk about 10 years ago. But basically, you need to understand that there are other forces out there. There are spiritual forces. This is really a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, educational battlefield. But until we understand that the people on the other side are motivated by very powerful spiritual forces, none of this makes sense. And the one thing they fear more than anything is that the American people will wake up, because there are not very many of them on their side, and the vast majority of people want to be free. And when they realize that these people have created wars and killed millions of people, and they plan to kill billions more, why, hopefully people are going to wake up. We've got Barbara on the line here. Again, our number is 1-888-244-Liberty. 1-888-24-Liberty. But let's go to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
A little bit of both. Now, from what I've been gathering, that this whole thing started because of the salmon that wanted to go upstream.
Well, does it really have to do anything with the salmon, Debbie, or is the salmon what they're using as the excuse?
When the Department of Fish and Game is caught killing these salmon that they're supposedly trying to protect, I think that pretty much says it all.
Okay, well, why can't they do what they do in Canada in the dams? Like going up the Fraser River, they have dams, and on either side they have,
they call them fish ladders.
Fish ladders. Right. And the fish, all the salmon going upstream, up the Fraser River, and I'm sure other areas there, they go up, you can see them just going up the ladders and continuing on, up the rivers, and they spawn. So obviously this is just nothing more than an excuse, and they have not even looked into the possibility of doing something like this. And so you are looking at, the Agenda 21, same, because they don't want to solve the problem.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better, Barbara. Thanks for adding that in. In fact, we have Siskiyou County Water Users Association. That's another great website to go check out what the people in the community in Siskiyou County, three of the four dams belong in Siskiyou County. They're Siskiyou County dams. And what the Siskiyou County residents have done, those people who are in favor of dams and a win-win situation, have, and these are professional engineers, professional licensed engineers, have come up with dam alternative, which is dams also in, but also a fish tunnel. And it would be a third of the cost of ladders and tearing out the dam.
Mm-hmm.
Siskiyou County Water Users Association will go to meetings with government agencies, and they keep suggesting this fish tunnel, bypass tunnel. It's called the Shasta Nation Bypass Tunnel, named after the Shasta Nation tribe, who will likely be destroyed as a result of other tribes in the area who will get thousands of acres and millions of dollars if these dams should come out. So there's also a Native American fight going on up in Siskiyou County. But they won't listen to us, Barbara. We've got alternatives. We've got win-win situations. And they, their decision is, well, we think it's going to be dams out.
But you see, they really don't want a solution. That's the problem, Debbie. Right. They don't want a solution. Go ahead.
Let me add one more thing, Barbara. Something to understand is these dams are 200 miles from the ocean. So this is already 200 miles upstream, you know, 100 miles beyond where salmon normally would go.
Can't
so
hear Kurt.
It's a bogus thing. And secondarily, this is a very unique river. It actually begins in a volcanic kind of a semi-deserty area. It does not begin with fresh mountain water like you normally think about. This begins with water that comes from a lake that's 10 feet deep. It's sitting with a lot of phosphor in it, which grows large amounts of blue-green algae. The lake literally turns green. And so what's further upstream is actually warm, murky, algae-full water that's absolutely terrible. Salmon begin to die when it gets 60 degrees. This 10-foot lake is usually about 80 degrees. So going from 200 miles to 300 miles, you know, or another 50 miles towards this warmer, hotter water, dirty water, it's crazy. It's absolutely illogical on the face of it.
Did Barbara hear that?
No. I could hear him on the radio, but I couldn't actually hear him over the phone. But, you know, the whole thing is that they could prove their problem that way in doing it without taking out those dams and destroying the lives of so many people.
But they don't want a solution. They want to create more problems. That, unfortunately, is what this is about, Barbara.
Well, you know, I can understand.
Okay, anything else?
No, Debbie, God bless you for everything you're doing, and just keep up fighting, and with all of the people up there, because, you know, you're really, you know, being undermined.
Anyway, Debbie is obviously a very courageous woman. God
bless
you. Thanks so much, Barbara, for calling. And okay, I guess we got that taken care of. And so basically, Kirk, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners tonight?
Well, I guess I basically would suggest to those people in the rural areas of the country who are fighting these battles, and including Canada, come to the website, defendruralamerica.com, and begin the help hookup, because we are going to hook you up. And then secondarily, for the people who are not in rural America, understand that 95% of the country that you drive through from one city to the next is actually where all your food, your water, your energy, your homes and building materials, your minerals, your natural resources come from. It is that part of the country which is our true national treasury. You know, the Treasury Department has been depleted and the gold's gone from Fort Knox. That should be called the U.S. debtory. The real treasury is what we have here in America and in Canada, abundant, unbelievable natural resources that are worth trillions and quadrillions of dollars, and they're basically stealing that from us and pushing it off that land. So it's time for the people in the urban areas to stand up with the rural people and say, hey, this is my country too. We stand together. We stand tall. We stop them no more. We draw the line in the sand right here.
United we stand, divided we fall. Debbie, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
I remember our First Lady saying a while back, we will rewrite history. And that's exactly what they're doing. Something I'd like to add to what Kirk just said is, you know, not only does rural America provide you with food and housing products, but also the cows, you know, the cows are also, 99% of the cow is used for something. It's a byproduct for paint, for paintbrushes, for asphalt, ball bearings on cars. The fat of a cow is used to grind and make bullets and landing strips on airplanes. So we could not be here without the cow. And if you look up the benefits of the cow on the internet, it's mostly Ayurvedic. You know, you hardly find anything about the cow. And, in fact, they're attacking the cow now. They're saying that the cows grazing are ruining all the Sierra Nevadas and golden trout and all these other crazy things. And I think what they're trying to do is, besides stack and pack us, is push for vertical farming. And that's another video to start looking up, is what is vertical farming. And what I do want to add is we, like Kirk says, we need to stand together. This isn't just a farming ranching issue. This is a people issue. And whether you are Republican or Democrat or independent or I don't know, this is, we need to stand together because this will impact every single one of us.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. All right, Debbie, you go right ahead because you agree with everything we're saying. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and you know.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
...21, you need to get my talk, Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. And then, of course, you need to get the syllabus that goes with that, and you need to get our four-tape set that goes with us, and understand that this is much bigger than people understand. This is a worldwide program on the part of a group of very evil people who want to destroy human civilization. Let me repeat that. This is a worldwide program on the part of a group of very evil people who want to destroy civilization. And you say, that's crazy talk, and you're absolutely right. These people are crazy. They have a different worldview. That is because they worship a different God, and to understand that, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And then you need to get our talk on the dark secret and the forbidden secret and so many of the things. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. If you want to get the items we've talked about, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then our webpage, of course, is RadioLiberty.com. Well, now, this is the time when I need to remind listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there, we do hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to come to our all-day conference. It's on the 23rd of October. That's a Sunday. And we hold it on Sunday not to dishonor the Lord, but because we believe that this is a spiritual battle, and we can get so many people that were able to come on the Sunday that wouldn't be able to get there on Saturday. But certainly we are not in any way going to dishonor our Lord, because we feel that this truly is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And we're bringing in speakers from across the country. Well, what you got to start? Doors open at 7:30 in the morning. Program starts at 8:30, ends 5:30 or 6, and we're going to be serving lunch. So if you can come, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will suddenly want to bring friends and try to get them to understand what's going on. If you get people informed, why, they may be able to survive what's coming down the line. But we're going to see some terrible things happening here. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. They're going to plunge us into another terrible war and send our boys overseas to fight in senseless wars to bring about this world government, not to save America. This has nothing to do with patriotism. They're not fighting for America. World War I was fought to bring about the League of Nations. World War II was fought to bring about the United Nations. And World War III will be fought to bring about a one-world satanic government. And this is really what's behind this. There really are people out there who really do worship the other God. If you've never looked into the background of the Gnostic religion, you really need to get some of our material on this subject. And that would be my talk on the dark secret, my talk on the forbidden secret, and even my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness. And once you understand what's going on, it all begins to make sense. Otherwise, I mean, how do you explain what's going on? You really should see my DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. My interview with Professor Anthony Sutton featured this last week on the Alex Jones website. You need to see my talk on the World Revolution. My interview certainly with Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, when the American government, knowing Fidel Castro was a communist, knowing he was a brutal murderer who should have been tried for crimes, we brought him to power. And, of course, we installed him, and we've kept him in power ever since then. And David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit him, and he comes up to visit David Rockefeller. And if you doubt that, you need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry that. Please pray for greater liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. For a land so fair, as we raise our voice.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It is February 1st to Wednesday, 2012. Thank you so much for joining us today, sharing about your world,